wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
And here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Orlean Kula, and we're going to be talking about smart meters. Now, why is the issue of smart meters one of the best issues that's come up in a long period of time? Well, because smart meters is simply a prologue to smart appliances, the smart grid. And, of course, basically all of these things are, they use the word smart really to cover up what this is really all about. There is a master agenda. It's called Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century. The reason you don't hear about it or read about it is because they don't want you to. Rush Limbaugh has paid a great deal of money, as Sean Hannity's paid a great deal of money. Elliot Spitzer has paid a great deal of money not to tell you what's really going on. Glenn Beck did tell you what was going on, and you know what happened to Glenn Beck. Lou Dobbs told you what happened to was going on. You know what happened to Lou Dobbs. If you work for the major media, you do not tell the American people the truth, because that's the purpose of our media today. Fortunately, a lot of our major newspapers are really going to have to give up publication. Even the New York Times talking about going entirely on the Internet and giving up the print edition. Why? Because people aren't listening anymore. They're losing advertisers. But, of course, the biggest thing is people know they're not getting the truth. What is the purpose of Agenda 21? Well, one of the purposes of Agenda 21 is to force you to have a lower standard of living. They want to impoverish the American people. They want you to stop using electricity. They want to drive the cost of electricity up. And, of course, well, this is what smart meters are all about. I'm going to let you, Orlean Kula, who's written a book on smart meters, the only book we have out there. It's an excellent book. We recommend it to you. Orlean, you pick up the story and tell us what you've learned about smart meters, or maybe what we ought to do is call them diabolic meters, or certainly radiation meters, because they are certainly a vehicle for driving up the cost of our electricity. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me on your program this morning. Can you hear me all right?
You're doing just fine. Incidentally, Orlean Kula is the California... she's the president of the California chapter of the Eagle Forum and a great crusader doing a great job getting information out. But go right ahead, Orlean.
All right. Well, let me, since you just mentioned that, I did want to let people know that we are hosting our state conference in June 17th through 18th, and Dr. Stan is going to be one of our speakers, and the theme of the conference is the many tentacles of Agenda 21. We decided that this issue is so important, we need to let more people find out what this is all about, and we're delighted that Dr. Stan is going to be one of our speakers. He's going to be talking about Agenda 21 and population control, which I really believe the smart meters also is a very big part about that. And the more you find out about this pulsed radiation coming from the smart meters constantly into people's homes and the effect that radiation is having on their health, you have to know that there's some dark plan behind this. They're not doing this just for the sake of saving you energy or to help you keep a better track of how much energy you're using. This pulsed radiation and the effect it's having, bringing down people's health, even causing cancer, of course, this has something to do with population control. And that's one of the reasons I wrote my book, which is Just Say No to Big Brother Smart Meters. I have a whole chapter in there about the health problems that people are facing. And there's a group that are close to us where we live in Santa Rosa, California, in Sebastopol. They formed a group called EMF Safety Network, and that is these people who are so sensitive to the electromagnetic frequencies that are coming in from this pulsed radiation that they are having headaches and insomnia. They're having tummy aches. They're not able to sleep at night. They're not able to even think properly sometimes. It's just amazing. I've met many of them, and their speech is so much slower than it ever was before. And so obviously, this is not just some trumped-up idea. This isn't just something they're dreaming about. This really is having an effect on their health.
Well, it is certain people. This is not everybody.
Excuse me. I have to keep changing my location in the home where I'm at because they're working outside on the lawn, and I'm afraid it's going to be heard by everyone on the air. I am now in Texas with my little grandchildren while my son and his wife are on a trip to England. So that's where I am speaking to you from.
Okay, well, I think it's important that people realize that everybody is not sensitive to these electromagnetic frequencies to this degree. I mean, there's all parts of the population. But there's certainly the parts of the terrible, terrible problem. So go right ahead, Carlene.
All right. Well, the other reason that I am so concerned about the smart meters is the aspect of Big Brother snooping into your lives and having a 24-hour-a-day surveillance of your home. And that is what I also write about in my book. Several of us spoke at the CPUC meeting several weeks ago. That's the California Public Utility Commission meeting. And I actually, what I said made it on the CBS Morning News the next day because my statement was, some of the people here that you've heard from are EMF sensitive. I am Big Brother sensitive. And that made everyone laugh and applaud. And I was quoted the next morning on the Morning News. But I am very much concerned about the aspect of the government having 24-hour-a-day surveillance into your homes. And this is part of the plan, and this was actually planned a long time ago, back in 1932. A book was written called Technocracy, and in this book it said they knew that they didn't have the technology advanced enough back then, but someday they would, and they would be able to have 24-hour surveillance of your homes. And that is essentially what the smart meter allows them to do. This pulsed radiation coming into your home also is able to keep track of what appliances you are using, what time of day. So someone will know exactly what time of day you turn on your hair blower.
Hold that thought, Arlene. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herbs policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herbs Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this morning is Orlene Kula, and Orlene's talking about this idea of constant surveillance of your home. Now, what is she talking about? Well, basically, the smart meter is going to determine minute by minute how much electricity your home is using. But the smart meter simply goes along with the smart appliances. Starting in the year 2012, why you're going to be encouraged to buy appliances, whether it be dishwashers or certainly washing machines or clothes dryers or everything in the way of appliances is going to have a chip in it. And that chip then is going to be able to communicate with your smart meter, and so that the people who are monitoring your electric unit will know what indeed is on at that time. Now, furthermore, let's imagine that you're drying your clothes during the middle of the day when there is a relative shortage of electricity, because they're not going to allow us to certainly be building new plants to create electricity. We're going to get our electricity, 80% of it's going to come from the solar or wind. And after all, you can't necessarily increase the amount of solar electricity on a cloudy day or the amount of wind power if there's no wind. And they don't want any coal-burning power plants or any oil-burning or natural gas-burning power plants, because they increase our carbon footprint and create global warming. And you know how terrible global warming is. And of course, it's actually we going into a new ice age, but that doesn't matter. It's the climate change, and it's got to be related to the CO2 content of the air. At least that's what they want us to believe. So basically, there's going to be a shortage of electricity in the middle of the day when many people are using it, and they're going to have the ability to turn off your appliances with these chips that are in your appliances. That's why they're called smart appliances. And someplace at the central place, a bureaucrat can simply turn off your washing machine. They can turn off your clothes dryer. They can turn off anything. They can even turn down your air conditioner if you have it set too high in the middle of the day. Here, this is going to give them the ability to regulate everything you do. It sounds incredible. Is it? They couldn't really be planning on doing something like that, could they, Arlene?
Oh, yes, and they already are. In Europe, this is much more farther along than here. We've received emails from people in Europe, for example, a family in Switzerland who told us that when they turned on their washing machine in their new home that they'd just moved to, they turned it on at noon, and 5 minutes later it turned itself off and wouldn't come back on until 3 p.m. So there the appliances are already in, and the smart meters are telling them what to do, and they were shocked. They had no idea that someone had such control over their appliances and their home. And, you know, some people think, well, that's because we have to save energy. We have finite resources. Well, it is part of the plan to ration energy, but they are not finite. That's just part of the scandal, this strange pseudoscience that's being taught in our public schools. I have a good friend who is a geologist who used to be able to drill for oil in Texas, and he was the one that would come in to find the oil. And he said that many of the old oil wells that supposedly had run out of oil are filling up again. And he said that it's just part of the Earth's outer core, well, inner core. The Heavenly Father was so wise, and he created this Earth so we would have resources forever. The oil just keeps coming back. It's not the fossil fuels that we've been taught that only exist because of old dead dinosaurs in the ground and we're running out of them. It's part of the core of the Earth. The oil is produced. But, of course, we're told, oh, no, oil is running out, water is running out, everything is scarce, so that they can keep us in this panic mode and use fear tactics on us and make us believe all the wacky pseudoscience that they are giving us through the environmental movement.
And, you know, the I did want to also comment, really believe that oil comes or is a fossil fuel, comes from dead dinosaurs. How many dead dinosaurs do you think they had to have over there in Saudi Arabia, there at the place where old dinosaurs go to die, to create all the fossil fuels that create the billions of barrels of oil that are used today? If you believe that oil is a fossil fuel, you've been either too highly educated at a university or you've been reading Time magazine for too long. It's all a lie. But if you tell a lie often enough, we could go into some time in the some morning if you want to, where oil really comes from. But believe me, it is not a fossil fuel. But that's amazing. Actually, they're ahead of us over in Switzerland then, as far as the smart meters and smart appliances.
Yes, they are. We also received an email from a young man in Holland. I put that in my book as well. He told us that they were trying to pass a law in Holland that if anyone refused a smart meter, they would be put in jail for 6 months. It would be called economic abuse or something. Fortunately, they were able to get it stopped the first time, but he says they're trying it again. So they are trying to thrust this down our throats like you can't believe. I was told by the PG&E person, well, actually it was the Wellington Electric person that PG&E hires to come and install the smart meters. When he came to my home, and I showed him the sign that we had up above our meter, signed by my husband and myself, saying that we refused the smart meter. And I told him, legally, you cannot install a meter when you see that sign. He said, yes, that's correct. But he told me, you're just going to eventually have to go off the grid. There's no way to stop this. Well, we stopped. That was last October. We're still on the grid. And more cities are coming up with ordinances against this in Northern California, as well as several counties. We have four counties now. So because people are taking a stand and standing up for their rights, this plan is really having a very slow progress in Northern California. And little by little, the word is spreading. I'm going to be part of a panel on the 28th of April in Santa Barbara. And this is the first town hall meeting that will be devoted to the smart meter. So that's really exciting for Southern California to get on board with this. And many of our Tea Party groups, I've spoken for several Tea Party groups in Northern California, and they are now speaking out at their city council meetings and board of supervisors. And what is exciting, Agenda 21 is no longer a hidden word. And often we stand next to, shoulder to shoulder, with very liberal Democrats fighting this issue, something we've never done before. They look at us and think, good grief, I've never met a Republican before. And we look at them and think, I've never been able to stand next to a Democrat before either. But we really are eye to eye on this. And they now have a copy of my book, and there's a whole chapter on Agenda 21 at the end of it. So they are finding out where this is really coming from. Most of them were only involved in this issue because of the health aspect. They had not gone any farther to really find out what was deeper and what was behind it. But some of them are actually coming to our Eagle Forum meetings now because of finding this out. So what is nice, truth begins to resonate in everyone's senses once they finally figure out where this is coming from and who is behind it and just how evil the government is with their intentions for all of us. And speaking of evil, I wanted to share with you what Deborah Tavares and I have just recently found out about. I think she's going to be talking to you about this more, unless she already has. But this was, I have it in our latest Eagle Forum newsletter. I entitle it, The Insidious Plans for Human Experimentation and Control with Modern Technology. According to a 2006 Freedom of Information Act request, some military documents that were once labeled classified have now been labeled declassified and were granted for this Mr. Friedman of Napa who had requested them. And in there, there's 18 pages that reveal, it's called the Bioeffects of Selected Non-Lethal Weapons. And it reveals a deeper, darker agenda for the use of radio frequency, electromagnetic frequency, microwaves, and laser devices by the U.S. military. And it's pretending that they're just, you know, planning this if they ever needed to use these for weapons in war. But when you read this documentation, it makes it sound like they've already been experimenting on people to find out how they work. And they go into aspects of microwave heating, where they would heat a beam that would be focused on humans for just 15 to 30 minutes, but it would raise their temperature to be like a fever, 104 to 105.8 Fahrenheit. And then it says, what is the effect? They're less aggressive, but they may be irritable. It will disrupt their working memory, but it could cause disorientation, delirium, convulsions. It could cause permanent damage to brain or even death. But that doesn't bother them because that's kind of what their goal is. And then the next one is microwave hearing, where sounds are created within the brain that only that person can hear. And so that person thinks that they are becoming psychologically, mentally ill to hear these voices in their head. And it says it also affects the brain neurons and spinal motor nerves, could be disrupted, causing loss of muscle coordination, muscle spasms, loss of voluntary control, and loss of consciousness. And then the last one they talk about is laser, or pulsed electric fields, which is exactly what the smart meter is. And they've mentioned that this was actually used in December 16, 1997, on Japanese television, where hundreds of viewers were treated to photic seizure induction by watching a pulse cartoon, which resulted in seizures. But they say, never fear, their recovery time was more rapid than observed in true epileptic seizures. And the report goes on to say the targeted individuals could be incapacitated very quickly. The subjects would have varying degrees of voluntary control depending on the chosen degree of incapacitation. Isn't that absolutely amazing?
It really is. I think it's so important that people understand that Agenda 21 is a worldwide program. Agenda 21 is the secret agenda for the 21st century. It was laid out before the 1992 meeting in Rio de Janeiro, the World Summit that was held there, the Earth Summit held in 1992. It was actually worked out by Prince Charles and on his yacht, the Britannia, with the help of leaders throughout the world, all come there. They all got together and figured out how they were going to use this threat of the environment to transform the world and, of course, expand the power of government and monitor people. And Al Gore was there and a number of our key leaders. This is all laid out in a beautiful book written by Joan Vion, going into the background of this. I guess you know Joan has passed away, but her book is still...
What is the name of her book?
Beg your pardon?
What was the name of her book about this?
I can't tell you, but we have it, and I can get it for you. I haven't looked at it in some time, but she tells this whole story, and that was the background of Agenda 21 and all of the things that came out of the Second Earth Summit in 1992, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, Agenda 21. Agenda 21, then, was a UN document, and it's available, of course, through Michael Shaw's ministry, freedomadvocates.org, available through Radio Liberty. You can actually get it. You can read it. It's not imaginary. It's real. The Global Biodiversity Assessment was an 1,152-page book published by Cambridge University Press, outlining just how it would work. We actually have summarized that in our syllabus, the Sustainable Development Syllabus. And then the third leg of this whole thing is the Earth Charter, written by David Rockefeller's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller. And this is the master plan that is the agenda for your life. It's a worldwide. This is why it's happening in Holland and in Switzerland. The fact you don't know this simply reflects the degree of control that exists today of what the American people think.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here. We're talking with Ordine Kula this morning about smart meters. Now, Ordine has a book, which we do offer, and then we have her other book that she's written by Stealth and Deception, going into the background of Agenda 21. You need to get them both. You need to understand what this is about. Her book by Stealth and Deception, excellent. Her book on smart meters, short, concise, to the point. Excellent sources of information which you need you're not going to get elsewhere. Orlean, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry.
Well, to find out about our big conference that's coming up the 17th and 18th, we will have all of that up on our website, which is www.EaglesForumOfCalifornia.com. If they would like to have an autographed copy of both of my books, I would be happy to send those to them. But I think you also have them autographed as well. But they can also reach me and talk to me personally when I am back home in California, 707-539-8393. And I'm still going to be in Texas for one more week, but they can certainly leave messages, and my husband will pick those up and pass them on to me. And then there is a website to that they could actually go to and read about the smart meter. They could download that 130-page book from the website if they wanted to. It's actually cheaper, I think, to order it from either you or me, but I don't have a copyright on it because I wanted people to get the word out as fast as they can, and that is called nosmartmeters.net. So www.nosmartmeters.net.
And then they're going to have the smart grid. They're going to have the smart appliances, the smart meters. Everything is going to be regulated and controlled. Ladies and gentlemen, they're planning on a total dictatorship. That's why, of course, everybody in the world is to have a number. They're giving identity cards to everyone in India. That's 1.2 billion people. They're doing the same thing to everyone in China. That's why everybody's home in the whole world. They have GPS coordinates on it. Why do you think the census taker came last year? When they came to your home, they had a GPS localizer. And, of course, they would click when they got to your front door. And, of course, would then record your exact GPS coordinates because they want to know where everybody is. That's, why, of course, why they're setting up their video cameras every place. That's why your laptop computer and your iPhone, has a camera in them. Oh, isn't it wonderful now you can take pictures with your camera, with your little cell phone, and you can take pictures. And, yes, ladies and gentlemen, but there's also software that is available so that they can watch you with your cell phone, the iPhones, they have screens on both sides. Why would they have cameras on both sides? Well, so you lay it down, and they can still watch you, and you say, oh, that's foolish. Nobody would want to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, they have the ability with your cell phone actually to listen to your conversation even when it's turned off. They have the software to do that and to track you even when your cell phone is turned off. The only thing you do would be to take out the batteries. Do you think this is all? They've got all of this technology simply by accident. Every time you buy anything with a Visa card, there's a permanent record. Every time they take your picture with a video camera, and they're in the banks, and they're on the streets, and they're in buildings, and they're on street corners, but those are permanent records. Watch the television programs, the detective program, and they have a suspect, and there they've got a picture of him a year ago walking into a hotel lobby. There they've got a picture of him standing in the car lot next to his car a year ago. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these are permanently stored, and they have massive stores of all of the information on everybody. They're collecting dossiers on them, and people say, oh, well, that really couldn't be true. Nobody would want to do anything like that. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are people who want to control you and everyone in the world. People with great wealth and great power, they believe in a ruling oligarchy, a one-world government, the destruction of Christianity, a one-world religion, and implementing a one-world society where you neither buy nor sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name. Orlean, you go right ahead with the dissertation. This is such an incredible story, and the realization that people in Switzerland, people in Holland, people all throughout the world are being forced to accept smart meters and smart appliances and the smart grid.
Yes, it is amazing.
Go right ahead.
You had mentioned about having a national ID card in India and China, I'm afraid it's coming here as well. We fought really hard against the Real ID Act, and there were 22 states that had come out with legislation against it. So they had to keep postponing it and prolonging it. But suddenly, California now is asking for anyone that now is getting a new driver's license, you'll get a letter in the mail saying that this is a driver's license that is has essentially an RF chip in it. So they can track you now with your driver's license. It's called an enhanced driver's license. Whenever you hear the word enhanced, that means it has an RF chip. And I am so disgusted because we put on such a big battle. I even wrote a book about that one to try to warn people about it. But also, if you didn't get, if you still don't have that driver's license, if you have a passport, it has now an enhanced passport. It has an RF chip in it. My son received his passport 2 years ago, and it had a chip in it. So they are going to try to track you in everything you do. As you mentioned, if you use your credit card, they will know exactly where. Now, if you use your driver's license for identification, they will know exactly where you are. And some people think that this is really going to curtail their use, their Second Amendment rights, because if you go to buy a gun or ammunition, you have to show your driver's license, of course, and now that it will have an RF chip in it, someone will be able to track exactly where you purchased that gun and ammunition, and it will be like there is a national registry established, and never were we supposed to have that. That's what happened in Nazi Germany before Hitler came and gathered up all of the guns. They first had them all registered. So then when they issued the order that all guns had to be confiscated, people didn't even fight it because they knew that they had their name on this national registry anyway, so they knew exactly where they were. Well, that's what this driver's license will now do. So it is pretty scary. Things just are getting worse and worse. And this amazing surveillance, you are so correct, Dr. Stan. The car that I'm driving here in Texas to get my little grandchildren around has one of those little something in it, so I can go zooming right through where the toll roads are, and they know exactly where I am at all times, which I do not like that. I am very opposed to Big Brother in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I think people have to understand that. You really need to go up on the Internet, ladies and gentlemen. Look up InfraGuard. InfraGuard. That's the FBI program where they pay your neighbors to watch you. InfraGuard. Look it up. InfraGuard. Not imaginary, very real.
All Suites in Fort Collins reminds everyone, pull together and donate blood today. If your health permits, please give blood now and again as often as you can. The shelf life of blood is only 42 days, and there must be a steady flow of donations to meet the demands of accident victim surgery patients and members of our military. This is a reminder courtesy of All Suites in Fort Collins. Satisfy your sweet tooth by stopping at 3307 South College Avenue, where they're encouraging everyone to donate blood today.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Earlene Fuller. If you have a question, our number is 877-254-7524. Could this really be true? Is there a master plan out there and nobody's telling the common people like you and me? Well, certainly the elite know about it. I mean, they're the ones who do this whole thing up. The people working through the Council on Foreign Relations know about it. People working for the UN know about it because it's a UN document. Of course, they've stopped publishing it, but we make it available to Radio Liberty, and we even have the original one because this whole program originated in my little town of Santa Cruz. They've used this for many social experiments in the past, and the original Agenda 21 was laid out here. They want to get you out of your cars. That's why they'd want to drive up the cost of gasoline. They want you to stop using electricity and have lower living standards. After all, why should you live so well when there are people there in Africa who live so poorly? Well, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. But they say we're running out of clean air. That's why we've got to, you know, have all these rules and regulations on emissions, and some of them may well be justified. They are polluting the planet, but they're doing it intentionally. They know what they're doing because it's harming the health of our people. You go right ahead, Arlene.
Well, also, as you mentioned, there is definitely a group of very evil people behind all of this, and they have a lot of money invested in keeping the myths of global warming going, and that's what is behind, of course, all of this. They think that because of global warming, we must not use so many cars and have emissions, and therefore we must have everything to try to curb global warming. Well, in my book about smart meters, in the last chapter that tells where it's really coming from, I have, on page 105, I have Al Gore's web. And when you find out that he is either the co-founder or on the board of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 companies that all stand to benefit from carbon credit trading, then you realize what is really behind this. And
right. Well,
there's somebody
calling in here. Who's calling in?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, this is Bob in Thornton, Colorado.
Hi, Bob.
I just want to ask Arlene that, okay, 2, maybe 3 years ago, I started noticing that my electric bill was being estimated. And anyway, 3 or 4 months after that, they came and replaced my electric meter and said that so they could read it from the street. How do I know that that's not a smart meter, and how can I tell, and do you think it is a smart meter?
Well, you can tell from what it looks like. It no longer has the little circles that go around. It has a digital meter instead, and some of them will actually say smart meter, but then I've noticed many no longer have it because people are catching on to what it is. But if it's the old analog meter, it'll have circles that are still going around. The smart meter has a digital. And the fact that things have changed so much in your energy prices, I would kind of suspect that it is a smart meter. They try to pretend that this is going to save us money, but so many people in Northern California, their costs of electricity have just tripled. One poor family that had 3 properties that they were all paying for on one lot, they used to pay $500 a month. Once the smart meter was attached to all 3 homes, their bill went up to $2,000 a month, and they just could not pay it. They finally just had to abandon all 3 homes. Isn't that horrible?
The amazing thing is they say, this is all to save you money. They know it's to drive the cost up, but they're simply lying about it. And everything is deceit and deception. The real purpose of the smart meter is to drive up your cost of electricity. They want to drive up the cost of electricity. They want to drive up the cost of gasoline. They want to drive up the cost of water. They don't want you using water or electricity or your car. They want to lower your living standard. When you understand that, it all makes sense. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, also I noticed that I can't run an AM radio in my house without just pure, you know.
Yeah, well,
that's another sign. I've heard so many people say that the smart meter just has really interrupted their AM communications. So I definitely think that is what you have. What we recommend is you file a small claims lawsuit. That's what many people have done in Northern California, and I think that's one of the reasons why the CPUC, the California Public Utility Commission, is backing down, and PG&E is now being asked to allow opt-outs of this, but it's going to cost $270 initially, $14 additional per month, but many people are willing to do that. And the smart meters that are attached, they say they will just turn off the power, the radiation that's going in. But I don't entirely believe that. I would insist that they take off that smart meter totally and give back the old analog. But you can do what we're doing here. Just start protesting. We've had so many people go to city council meetings, board of supervisor meetings for months and continually protesting. And finally, the city council and the board of supervisors have come up with an ordinance against it. We just can't let this happen without giving a good fight as much as we possibly can.
And
so good luck. I'm sorry to hear that you obviously already have one.
Okay.
It's part of a much larger agenda, a wonderful opportunity to talk about Agenda 21 and the elite plan to control us common people, to establish a worldwide feudalistic system. That's what it's all about. Hey, thanks so much for calling, and I think we do have another caller. Who's on the line?
Hello, Irving. This is Irving.
Hi, Irving. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. I was perusing the Craigslist job want ads, and I saw under U.S. government jobs an environmental health specialist out of DTC. That's the Denver Tech Center, about 7 miles south of Denver. And the Tri-County Health Department is seeking a health environmental health specialist, in particular a household hazardous waste specialist, and they have about a 5-inch paragraph of the duties, and it reads like a community organizer to generate and stimulate community interest.
Very, very well. But hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks for calling, and we're under attack. Help us get the word out, please, while we can.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I stand back here, and I think the work Orlean has done is very important. We carry a book by Stealth and Deception, her book on smart meters. The two separate books, both are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you want to read the whole of Agenda 21, we have the original one. We have, of course, the one, the Santa Cruz Agenda 21. They're actually official United Nations documents, at least the one that came from the UN. The one that was produced here in Santa Cruz was the prototype for what became known throughout the world. The book that Joan Vian wrote is, we don't carry it anymore, but it's called Prince Charles, a Sustainable Prince. Prince Charles, a Sustainable Prince. And an excellent book. I'm sure it's available on the Internet. You might look and see on my website, like, if we still carry it. I hope we're going to be able to get more copies now that Joan has passed away. But it was very important to understand the background of Agenda 21. Now, I have a talk. It's called Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government. And there's a syllabus that goes with that, the Sustainable Development Syllabus, and there you'll get the Earth Charter and the summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report. You don't want to read 1,152 pages to get lost, but we've summarized the whole of the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, where they talk about the necessity of doing away with most of the population of the Earth and getting people out of their cars and lowering living standards and making the world like it was before the wicked white man came to America, and getting the wolves and the wolverines and the grizzly bears, you know, prowling through our communities. And you say, that's crazy talk. Well, it really is, but we're dealing with people who have a different worldview because they hate humanity. Some of the wealthiest people in the world today. So the Sustainable Development Syllabus is available. It's got the copy of my Population Control Agenda monograph there, because that's an important part of all of this. They really want to eliminate most of the people in the world. That's why they're going to have another great war with the Muslim world. That's why the CIA is working to overthrow all the governments over there in the Near East and Middle East and bringing in the radical Islamic movement so we can have a war with the Middle East, with the Muslim world. But don't you worry, not going to be a conventional war, because we provided the nuclear weapons and even give Pakistan the money so they could build it. If you doubt that, read my January 2008 newsletter, The Civil Edmund Story. The story nobody's ever going to tell you, but it's known all throughout the world. It was just never reported in America. The Civil Edmund Story, January 2008, Radio Liberty letter. That'll give you enough to get started with. My telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. That's the book by Stealth and Deception, and a book on smart meters by Orlean Kolla, my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, our syllabus, our four tape set on the road to world government. Get the information, ladies and gentlemen. Help us to get it out. You can get Agenda 21 through Radio Liberty. Of course, if you get our Sustainable Development Syllabus, you get the Earth Charter, which talks about how we will have equitable distribution of wealth among nations. That's why they're transferring our factories overseas. That's why they're transferring our wealth overseas. That's why they're going to impoverish the American people. Great for America, but Please pray for Bridgeville.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found bio.